Welcome to the Average Brentwood Teens Podcast,
where we talk about our experiences
as a teen and share our
thoughts as a teen.
You know it.
This is your host, Destiny, and I'm with your co-host.
This is your co-host, Joshua.
Oh, McBeanie, Elijah, back. Yeah.
This is a returning podcast member, Ebel.
And I'm Teddy. And we are here with the members of the cast and crew. Well, no one's crew here, but of the musical On Your Feet, right? Off Your Feet or On Your Feet?
On Your Feet.
Okay. So this is Siona Maxwell.
And Aiden.
And Chuku and Megan.
And Ebel.
We're not doing that. We agreed on this before. We're not doing that.
So, you know, Ebel, he thinks he's too much of a celebrity to be identified with the rest of the cast.
Yeah,
because he's Hollywood. But
you think I'd last a day in Hollywood?
Yes.
You really think I'd last a day in Hollywood?
Yes.
You are wrong.
What?
You are very wrong.
I'm trying to think of that. I'm trying to think of an actor that Ebel reminds me of.
And Murphy.
Oh.
It's a something.
Wait.
Did you just say it yourself?
Watch Prince of Bel-Air. He's Carlton.
I mean, vibes wise, yes. But before we like start all the questions, why don't we just like congratulate everyone who was part of like the musical?
Yeah, guys.
And just
job.
Like
congratulations that they put on right inside.
I hate all high school drama. Sorry, guys. But I love you guys. Okay. So I'm gonna let it slide. Yeah.
My crew. Let's go on with the questions.
All right. I'm gonna start first. Obviously, I'm host. I'm better than you guys. I'm
okay. Sorry.
Why did you guys join theater?
Because it's just really entertaining, and I wanted to try it out because I would see it on TV. So I was like, let me try this out.
No personal meaning.
For me, it's a personal meaning. I actually wanted to do theater. I want to continue with acting or modeling.
All right.
If that doesn't work, I'll do teaching.
Yeah. I joined because Max dragged me along. after he dragged me along, I was like, I got the lead role for like the character in the play. So I was just kind of like, well, guess I'm doing this now. I found it fun ever since. So.
Yeah, you killed that outside of this. Okay, my bad.
I also wanted to say, yeah, I just love musicals, so I was like, okay, drama.
All right. Sorry. And my second question is...
Chiki and Mika.
No, we're doing three questions each. We have time for that.
Oh, no, Chiki and Mika has the answer.
Oh, sorry. Yo, why did he blend in as a podcast? After all the musical members are right there. He's just... Yes,
we loved having you.
Thank you.
Why did you join?
I thought that was fun. Like, I saw one of the performances, like, that seemed fun. So I joined the crew.
Yeah. Oh, so you didn't want to be on the main stage. It was too much?
Actually, don't trust us. It's
all just... I didn't even know. Cause
I'm a crew member. I'm
your crew?
It can be very...
Did you like crew?
Especially if it's your first performance. But after a while, you get used to it. And you love seeing the crowd and like how happy they are when they do see you.
Mm. Yeah, me personally, I don't really get scared. I don't get stage fright.
Right. The first performance is usually like really like, oh, but then after like 3, you're good. I mean, not even after 3, after like 2, you're good.
Mm. 2 years?
No, two what? Performance. We have
seven. Oh, my bad. Oh, I'm so
okay. So my second question is, what did you enjoy about the musical?
I enjoyed everything, especially, well, I didn't enjoy the singing rehearsals, I'll sing that much, but I enjoyed everything but the singing rehearsals.
I love the people. It's such a, like, so nice to be in. Everyone's so nice and everyone understands each other. It's very talkative. People, like, communicate what they're feeling and what needs to be done. That's why I like, could we get things done very easily?
I think it's definitely, like, being on stage and, like, seeing the crowd. Like, interacting with the crowd, getting to interact with the crowd.
Yeah.
So there was, like, a segment where we read through and we were dancing, we were in character. And it's just, it's so much fun, like, being on stage and performing and just getting on stage and like zoning out, becoming someone completely different than you. Like it's so much fun. Like something I always enjoy.
Yeah.
I like seeing the result of all the work we put in. Like seeing everyone improve over time, every single rehearsal we got. It was actually really inspiring. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna ask the third question because, like, obviously I got it from the first. Like, I was gonna ask, would you join theater again? But obviously it's yes, you know, I was talking. Oh, and you're a senior, yeah. Right? So he can't. I'm pretty sure you join it by the time. Sorry.
I'm out, yes, sir. I mean, you can do theater in college, right? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's a, yeah, Broadway.
Bro, Broadway is a... why is Broadway? Dude, you gotta start off small a little bit.
I don't know. Hamilton, yeah, New Hamilton.
No, don't.
The Hamilton of your own college.
Josh. Huh? Oh, I don't got questions.
You don't got...
How you not got questions?
I told everybody to get prepared, and you didn't get prepared.
Next
you
up, just sat next there. Up is Jaden.
Yeah! Yeah. For us. Okay, yeah, clear.
Do you want to go closer to the mic, Jaden?
All right, so, like, one of my questions is, like, on the... Like how exactly do you guys how do you guys not get stage fright?
Actually I did have stage fright and I was terrified. I did not want to go on that stage. I was like, that was last year though. This year I'm good. But it's like at first it's very, very, very frightening. Like you're gonna like probably cry afterwards. But yeah. But the way you get over it. After you see that crowd and the way, like, they're happy and crying and screaming and clapping, it's like, you get over it. It's like, wow, I did that.
Except from what she said, after seeing everything, also practice. You practice a lot on stage, even before the musical, obviously. It's like 2 or 3 months of practice. And you're on that stage constantly. It's constant. It's every day. 4 hours.
4 hours.
Sorry, inventing that. But, no, stage fright, it's... like gone after the first performance, after the first number, it's gone. I'm just so excited.
Yeah, a lot of it is the excitement you get. It's like an adrenaline rush. You don't really realize that you're anxious. It's also a confidence thing. Like if you're very confident and you know you've got everything down, you just kind of get on there. You like give it your all. Like just
go in hard.
Lock it.
Lock in.
Like, how, like, is it like crazy lock in or just like
crazy lock in?
Fortnite ranked.
You have
Fortnite ranked in Fortnite? Oh my god.
I don't play Fortnite, so I don't know what he's talking about, but yes, what he said.
Peyton, have any more questions?
One last question. What are like the different parts of like drama club? Like, the different parts of theater?
There's like a lot to it. Not only making new friends, it's like a new community. It's like you get a lot with teachers. Well, you get along with like staff. Well, whoever's like in the community with you. What's the other thing? There's dancing. There's singing. There's drama outside of drama. There's a lot. It's just all in one. It's like a big family.
Dancing is the worst.
How dare you? Dancing, how absolutely dare you?
It's true.
Dancing's my favorite part about it. I'm very. Like,
I mean, if you don't have the rhythm, like, it's gonna be trash.
There's a lot of people who don't have rhythm. It's just you gotta keep practicing.
Yeah, Josh didn't have rhythm.
I know. I hated it.
You really get with music, and also just the parts of drama. It's a lot of things. A lot of like little parts that make a drama in general, like crew, like Chugu and the actors, and not only that, the directors, the stage managers. It's so much parts, and it's like a big machine.
It's a big machine. Yeah.
It's all Chugu, man. It's all
Chugu is the MVP.
The MVP.
For the record, the record, I am just a ninja. I want many.
Oh my god!
Well, they're ninjas.
He's the ghost.
Ghost, right? That was fun. Okay. Anyway, with crew, there are ninjas, there are costumes, makeup, there's sets and props.
Wait, are they actually called ninjas or is that just what you call yourself?
Yeah, they're called ninjas. Yeah.
Why are they called ninjas?
Because
they move in the dark.
Oh, are they the ones that like when the lights go out, they move the center? Oh, okay.
And it's such a good transition too. Oh, yeah. It's so nice seeing that on stage. You can such
yeah.
We love you.
I mean, I'm just there are probably more parts of clues that I'm not remembering, but yeah.
Abel?
Wait, are you asking me the same question?
Yeah, the same
question. Yeah, man.
You were
I thought we agreed that I would not be a part.
No, all right. No, I was asking your questions to them.
Oh.
Honestly, you shouldn't even have any questions because you were there. Yeah. You know?
Who was there?
You were there.
We're really going to make this a whole conversation.
And everyone here, so. That's what I'm saying. You were there. Yeah, that's so honestly, true. We should skip you.
All right, sure.
No.
Sure, go ahead.
Say your question.
No, say. My question.
Don't do my ego.
No, my question for you guys, and this is more of an in general thing, although, like, for the roles that you were each given in the musical, and maybe even for, like, probably other productions, because I know, Max and Aiden, you've done, like other things, like, ever since, like, the last production, like, the play. For the roles that you got, how did you feel, like, when you first learned what they were?
Oh, well, my first ever role I wasn't supposed to get, actually, because the person who originally got it dropped it. But I was really excited because that was my first role ever, and I guess the most lines I've ever had. But for it to be, like, my first role, I was so excited. But after that, I had, like, slightly smaller roles. But I wasn't bad because I usually got the roles that I wanted, like Rachel and Miss Stein and The Outsiders. But I don't really mind anything I get. I'll take it because, you know, acting, you can't pick and choose.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So my first role, man, I was surprised. I really didn't expect. I kind of showed up, and I was like, I'll give it my all for the heck of it. Yeah. No, but it was crazy. I was so surprised. I was looking at the cast list, and I was like, huh. My name's all the way at the top. What could this possibly mean?
We thought Ebo was going to get the lead because we thought he did so good.
Wait, really?
The lead for what?
Wait, for which?
For Night Living Dead.
Wait, seriously?
Night Living Dead.
we were so convinced you were going to get it. You came out there, we're coming to get you, Barbara. We were like, dang.
No, I don't know. I should even be mentioning anything because this is about you four, but for that one scene, I'm just going to say this once because this is one scene. When I first did it, the whole point of the line as Johnny was, I was supposed to act like I was supposed to scare my sister. And I have loads of experience doing that because I'm always messing around with my sister like every day. So when I first heard the line, when I first read it, I thought, oh, this guy's supposed to scare her. It's a joke. So the minute I said it, it felt, yeah, that's exactly what it's supposed to sound like. I'm supposed to scare her. I'm supposed to be in the way, like, the biggest jerk I can be, but in a weird, loving way. And the fact that I literally got a somewhat main role, even though I lasted there for, like, what? Like, 5 seconds?
Yeah, didn't you die?
Yeah, that lasted, like, 5 seconds.
No, I, like, honestly, like, I can tell, like, even from last year, like, you have such a passion for drama, like, you know, like, in musicals and, like, plays. Like, honestly, I feel like you're a really good actor, and you would go far, like, even in the real world, like acting.
Especially in voice acting.
And yeah, because you have such a like high voice. Like, I don't even have that half of the time. My voice changes like 24/7. I can't control it. I'm sorry. I have voice cracks.
No, I have voice cracks too. Like I have, it doesn't sound like that, but I do have voice cracks once in a while, but I always use it to my advantage. Like I just, like as far as I've known, anytime I watch something, I hear something, I either repeat it, I make it sound different, I do different voices. Once in a while, I can do voices that most people would think it would hurt their voice. But for me, I can do it so naturally. Like, I can do, like, really gruff voice. And then I can go back to, like,
that's a super villain.
And then I can go back to my natural life.
A high voice. I think I could do something like that, but it's not that easy.
Like, it's really hard to do something like that, but I've done this for so long that I'm pretty sure that if I keep it up, I may lose my voice at one point. But
hopefully
you experience.
Like if you don't pursue acting as your main career, maybe you do it as a side, you know, side.
No, that is the plan. That is the plan. Like acting is the most fun thing I've ever done. Being part of the drama club is the most, it's one of the most worldwide-less things I've ever done. That and doing this podcast because I have a knack for this stuff. Like, I just like talking, listening to what people have to say. Like, for example, hearing all four of your experiences, even though I was in the musical, I still want to hear everyone else's opinions on it. Like, what did you experience with it? So,
what do you mean?
Yeah.
Babe,
yeah.
You were in it.
Hold up. Question of the day. Am I a mind reader? No. I don't know what they're all thinking. I don't know what they're all feeling.
What do you mean you are a mind reader?
You are a mind reader.
What? Okay, all right. What number are you thinking? Wait, I just realized I messed up.
Yeah.
I just messed it up. Okay. All Are you thinking of the number 12?
No.
Exactly. I'm not a mind reader. I don't know what you're talking about.
I was thinking of 7, actually.
That's the most basic thing.
All right, but for real though, let's continue with the questions. Who, you're up next, right? Wait, whose question is up next?
Oh, don't you have a second one?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. My second question. This is for basically all of you. It's just a normal thing because I'm not everywhere when I'm doing the rehearsals. Like, I'm everywhere. So, like, what's the most surprising thing or, like, the craziest thing that's happened both on and off stage, like, during the rehearsal? Like, make sure, just for the record, make sure it's PG. It's not anything too bad or crazy.
No, say the most wildest thing. Wildest thing.
Oh, very appropriate, please. Stay
up. We'll cut it out if it's bad and you guys say another one.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
You go first.
Oh, yes. I have a very funny one. I sprained my knee for 2 weeks and I had to miss a lot of rehearsal. I was running. We were getting our headshots done and I had to run back to vocal rehearsal because they bug us a lot for late. So I was running back and I said to my friend and I called for them so dramatically. I actually called for Sienna.
I was right there.
And I yell and I run out dramatically and I fall on both of my knees and I sprained it. And I couldn't rehearse for 2 weeks and it wasn't even mad that I sprained my knee. I was mad that I didn't rehearse. Oh, <yeah. laughs>
Love that dedication. I couldn't do that. Man, I'm trying to think. Like, what is that?
I had an
awesome. Yeah, you go and then
I have like 4, but can I say 2 maybe?
Sure. Yeah,
okay. Wait, we don't have time for 2.
No, wait, we don't?
No, we have.
No, it's just 2:30.
No, Dusty, look. Right, it's right.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, we have time for 2.
So basically, I remember, so after my line, I have to run and give Max the microphone. And it's pure dark backstage. So I went to go run and I don't know, I just tripped completely over like this big, giant, what is it called? The fan thing?
Yeah.
It's like an air. I smacked the side of my cheek so hard on that wood. I just got up and ran and I was like, oh. And another one. This is sad, but it's like dark humor. What is it called? I was with my freaking, I was just in rehearsal and I get a text from my mother and she's like, oh, we have to take the cat to the hospital because he's gonna die. And I was like, oh,
that's
okay.
That's so depressing.
Sorry for your loss.
That was just like a hard shift. That was such a hard shift.
I know you had to continue from that.
Well, I think my craziest one of the craziest things I had is so I had a bunch of quick changes for the show. And there was one time where I was changing backstage and I hear my cue. I'm like, is that my cue? So I run in half dressed, right? I'm like, oh my God, I gotta get on stage within the next couple of seconds. I'm throwing on my clothes, my tie is hanging off, my shirt's hanging off. I run on, missing a shoe. I had no shoe on, and my shoe was in my right hand. And because I couldn't let them see in the audience that I was missing a shoe, I just put my hands behind my back and I was just holding my shoe. And it was funny because I had to go through like that entire scene. It's not a very long scene, but I had one shoe on and my sock was like, it was like pink. So like, I was hoping no one saw. I don't think anyone saw because Mr. Zola didn't say anything about it. So I think I was pretty good.
Okay.
The same thing happened to me during the Senior Citizen show.
Oh, yes. Also, during the last part, Megamix, my belt fell off in the middle of a dance and it fell on the ground and people were tripping over. And the second we had to get off stage, we were in the middle of the dance and I just bent down and I threw it to my costume person because they were right next to me, like off stage. And one more time, just to make sure, right after Megamix, I almost fainted and blacked out because I was so dehydrated. I would just hang on to a radiator for dear life.
Me,
Eli.
Well, what question?
Do you have questions?
Do you have questions?
I want to ask you quick. Do you have any weird stories, Chuki and Rekha?
Not really.
No.
Like, you never, like, tricked on stage?
I mean, he's cool. Like, there's not much going on.
Like, you never accidentally...
Did you have fun, though?
I mean, one time I did drop a couple. I was supposed to move a chair.
Oh, you dropped a couple of chairs? I thought you, like, dropped, like, a set. Like, a whole, like, yeah, background that's art happened. Thing.
No, that actually has happened a few times. Oh, yeah, okay. I don't know why. Okay, I don't think we have... Do we have time for this?
No, we don't.
No, we don't have time for this. If this ever happens again, might not. I could explain the story, but I don't think we have time for
that. Podcast, we can bring it up.
Maybe we can try. We can try at least.
All right. Eli.
I got you the question. Okay. I only got to write it down because it's on the brain. All right. I ain't got no question.
Just ask a question.
Okay, hold on, wait. I actually got a good question. So let's just say y'all never did drama. Where would y'all think y'all be right now?
I don't know.
Probably sleeping.
Sad. Why would you be sad if you never thought about drama?
Because the thing is, drama, it's like, it just changed a lot for me, like experience wise, with how I am, people, the way I am in general, it brought my confidence from.
So, okay.
I feel like I'd be a lot less socially aware. And I feel like I'm not even lying. I feel like I'd be sadder because it probably made me lose weight because dancing, moving. But it's great though. Losing weight is amazing.
I think I'd be on one of the sports teams if I didn't join drama.
Which teams?
I feel like you would do hockey.
Yeah, you actually do. No,
I don't even think we have
a hockey. It might be. That might be
it. I don't think we have a hockey team.
No, we don't.
Lacrosse.
No, I was thinking Batman.
That's a good sport. That's a good sport.
Yeah, they are. I'm not actually trying out. I would have done.
Maybe I would. I'd probably be at home, actually.
At home, so like nothing more, nothing less. You just be chilling at home.
Where would you be?
Where would I be?
Probably a podcast. Not gonna lie, because you recently joined it.
No, literally.
Finished for like 3 months.
Yeah.
No, let it be known. No, I did not leave you. I had other responsibilities. I was a soldier. I was a DJ. I was a dancer.
That's your priority.
Look, no jokes. No jokes. You guys aren't wrong. Like, if I had never done drama, which, let's be honest, that probably would have never happened, because even my family knows like the kind of person I am. They would have immediately thought that, oh, hey, here's a drama club. You should join it. So one way or another, drama club would have still come back into my life.
What if you weren't interested in drama though?
Oh, that'd be a new one. I mean,
exactly.
Let's be honest. Depends on which parts of drama, because there are like a ton. Like, I might want to do like a specific part.
You don't want to do it. Drama.
Well, wow, you're just trying to take this into a completely different world.
But like, if he wasn't interested in drama, he wouldn't be a bell.
Exactly.
Like,
yeah, you just look like you just give off the theater kid.
I am a theater kid. So I was in band, but then the class got dropped. I thought, oh wait, I should talk to my guidance counselor about it. It never came up, so I sort of just went away with it.
I dropped band, sadly.
I could see Bill playing a trumpet.
I played trombone. I played trombone.
Pretty close. Let's go on. I actually have a friend. You guys don't know her. Me and her have been best friends since like almost 11
years old.
Yes, Maritza. I think she plays the trumpet. Yeah.
Wasn't she in the pit?
She was in pit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love Maritza.
Maritza did so good. Like I saw a lot of the like recordings and stuff. She did amazing. Like she always does, you know. I always went to her Good Machine shows when they were in Brentwood, huh? So yeah, I've been an avid supporter of her, of everything she's done. I just did not go to the musical because it's not really my thing. I would go to the play, definitely. Musicals are not my thing though.
Yeah. Okay.
Not
only good musical.
True.
I have a question though. And like, it's like a really personal one.
What?
So like, for the little time that I've known Miss Frizzola, like, because I was in the musical for like, 2 weeks before I left.
Yeah, so
I hated dancing. I just wanted to ask, like, what does Miss Frizzola mean to you guys? What does she mean to you guys, and how did she change you guys?
That is
in 3 minutes.
She's almost like a second mother. Like, I've gone to her about personal issues, genuinely, like wondering about business. She's just like a mom. She's just there for you. She's like a giant teddy bear you can just go to always. Like, I love her.
I literally call her mom, and these two can confirm that I do. Yeah. She's literally my mom. I see her more than I see my actual family. She means so much to me. I'm gonna cry my senior year.
Yeah, no, that lady. I see her more than my family too.
Yeah.
She means a lot. She really is, like, she's very motherly. She's this one of the sweetest people I've ever met.
Yeah.
I know she has said before that she is still in contact with some of her former like students who have graduated. So it's like she's great. Like I love that woman, my heart and soul. So.
Yeah.
Well, I haven't known Ms. Rizzolo for as long, but I can just tell that like her like the energy that she gives off is infectious. Like,
yeah,
what about you, though?
Oh my. Okay. I thought we legit agreed this was not about me. This was about these four.
Wait, hold on. Well, before you yell at us, we're just asking because you were in drama for I think 2 years, right? So we're just asking, what do you think about her, you know?
No, okay. Like okay, I still won't get how this
and rolls. Also Ms. Frizzle is gonna be listening to this episode.
Our podcast members asked you about drama before and you just brushed it off. So we're just asking you now. Ambushing you.
Wait, can we say that on this? Can we say that you're ambushing me?
Yes.
You might be good with that. All right. So, okay, because I got to wrap this up. Ms. Rizzola, basically, she literally is like the second mother that we each have, and we've always wanted. Like, she supports us. She's there for us when we need comfort. And literally, in the musical, she's the whole reason why I was somehow given more roles, and I definitely should not have gotten, even for a senior. Like, it's almost ridiculous. Like, she literally supports...
Yeah.
Okay. Not gonna lie. There was this one... No, we don't have time for that. There's this one scene that I'm not sure how I got. I still got it either way. But just for the record, I have to thank her for this experience. It was amazing. And if she does listen to this, if she does hear this, thank you, Ms. Rizzola. We love you. We hope you're doing great once some of us have left already. We hope you have a best time of your life with the next generation of drama kids.
All right. Well... thank you guys for sharing all your experience. We'll see you next time at the
Brentwood Public Library!